So Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the chance that we have this morning to come and surrender ourselves to you afresh and anew. We come, we present ourselves to you as your word calls us to do, as a living sacrifice. Here we are. Here we are, mind, will, emotions, our body, our hands, our feet. We pray that you might take our lives, take our bodies, and use us for your glory. We thank you for the fellowship we have in Jesus here in this place. We thank you for the sweet fellowship of our church. And we thank you, Lord, for the time we've had in worship. You alone are worthy of our praise. And so we offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving with our lips, and we sing our praise to you. Now we ask that as we look at your word today, you might help us to clearly hear what you have to say to us about prayer. How we pray, how we talk with you, Heavenly Father. Teach us how to pray. Teach our boys and girls who are here how to pray. Teach our adults of all ages how to pray. May we understand that prayer is the language of a child of God. And may we learn today what you've taught us, Lord Jesus, in these words that mean so much to us. And we thank you, Lord, and we pray for those who are here today who need to make meaningful, life-changing decisions today spiritually. So for all you do for us, we thank you, and we thank you for this chance to be together. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, good morning. Good to see all of you. I'd like for you to find in your Bible Matthew chapter 6, and we're looking these days at what's called most of the time, most people call it the Lord's Prayer, but I've really been trying to call this the Disciples' Prayer. Jesus is teaching us the essentials of how we're to talk with God. Now, before I do that quickly, let me make a couple of announcements I think are important, and then we'll get right to it. A couple of things. Remember, you can see on the prayer wall, there are prayer requests that are already showing up today. If you haven't been with us, you have one of these that you received in your worship bulletin guide when you came in. Remember, this is for you, and this is for me. I've filled out my prayer request. You don't have to put your name on it, but every one of us in this room have things we need others to pray for us about. So take the time to do that. Put it on the prayer wall, and then what I ask our church to do every time we're here, look, let's clear all the cards off today before we go. That means somebody has picked up those cards, and we're praying for one another. So these days, we're practicing prayer by praying for one another. So that's one thing. Number two, at the Welcome Center every year as we come to Easter, I ask you as a church, this is year number two for us to do this. We've produced in our church with our own people, we've produced this very important prayer guide, and we're practicing this year, getting ready for Easter, 40 days before Easter. We're working through this book. The book of Psalms is divided into five different books. Within the book of Psalms, there are five books. So this book is a book that takes you through the second book of the Psalms. And the Psalm is on this side of the page, and the things you do are on this side. Boys and girls, you and your parents can do this together. Husbands and wives, there are all kinds of ways. Please, if you're a part of First Baptist Church, this is one way for you to participate together with us. We're preparing for Celebration Day, Easter. Every day is a celebration in knowing Jesus, but we celebrate that great high day together. I believe it's April 1st this year. So pick up the book if you can. The last thing is we have an opportunity. You know, some of the greatest experiences of my life, God-changing experiences of my life, came at camp. And I was privileged to go to a church a lot like First Baptist Church. And our student leaders and our children's leaders, they took us to camp. Changed my life. I can remember those places, and you know, God called me to preach at camp. And so church camp is a really important opportunity for us. Well, I'm calling all of our students and our adults, it's time for you, adults especially, to go to church camp again. And we call it prayer camp. And so March the 2nd and 3rd, we have 7 places left. And please, I really want to invite you. Some of you, look, you need to go to camp. Your family wants you to go to camp. Your kids would love it if you'd go to camp. It's time for you to go to camp. So along with myself and my wife Pat and our staff and their wives, we invite you to come be with us. It'll be March the 2nd, starting on Friday afternoon, Camp Linden, about an hour or so from here. One of our great Southern Baptist camps. We'll start Friday afternoon, and then we'll finish Saturday afternoon. And you, I promise you, it will be a life-changing experience, prayer camp. Please sign up and do that. Now, Matthew chapter 6, we're looking again today at what Jesus taught us about how to pray. So I've been calling the church together. Let's pray. Let's learn to pray as Jesus taught us to pray. So I'd like for you to stand at this time in honor of the reading of God's Word. Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse number 9. Pray then in this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. That's what we'll focus on today. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Now we ask that as we look at these very important words, Heavenly Father, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Help us to understand, Lord, what you're teaching us as we learn to pray these words. And may my words honor Jesus today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So we've seen several requests. When you go to prayer, go back now. Boys and girls, I'm so glad you're bringing your Bibles. That's so good. And you can find your place with me, your copy of God's Word, Matthew chapter 6, verse number 6. Jesus tells us the first way we pray together. We have today. But we pray individually. We pray privately. Look, I want to ask you a personal question. Have you prayed and met privately with the Lord today? Oh, Pastor Mike, I got a lot of things to do. I'm a busy person. I know you are. I respect that. But have you met with the Heavenly Father privately today? And have you prayed? Jesus said, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Have you shared your secrets with the Lord this morning? Have you talked to Him? Boys and girls, have you gone to your private place and prayed? Students, have you gone to your private place and prayed? Adults, you see, if you're a follower of Jesus, prayer is as natural as a baby's cry. It's as natural as a child's request to their parents. Prayer is the natural language of someone who is born again. So if you're not praying, it's important for you to ask, so why do I not pray? You may not be a child of God. Because the children of God always pray. So that's why Jesus says here, now here's the way you pray. So today we think about this phrase, give us this day our daily bread. Well, I have 3 observations about it. So I want to make 3 comments about these words. It's important to pray the words, I think. I think it's important in our prayer to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. But there, what is the meaning behind this? What is it that Jesus is seeking to teach us about the essentials of prayer? Well, I mentioned before, there are, first of all, when you pray and meet with the Lord, you say to Him, holy is your name. You say to Him, your kingdom come. You say to Him, your will be done. That's the way we start in prayer. We speak with our Heavenly Father. We speak to Him and we say, our Father who's in heaven, holy is your name, hallowed be your name. May your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come, not only in my life, may Jesus reign in my life, but may Jesus come again, and may your will be done. Not my will, Jesus said, but your will be done. So as a follower of Jesus, when I follow Jesus, I pray like Jesus. Jesus surrendered his human will in order to accomplish the will of God. He died on the cross that we might have life and be born again. He accomplished the will of God. He said, your will be done. Now we follow as his children. We pray your will be done. But then we come to what normally people think prayer is all about. Most people think praying is about asking God for things, asking God for making our requests to God. And that's what we have here. Our Father. And then notice verse 11, seven words. Give us are the first words. Give us. You know, children all through this church were asking their moms and dads to give them something today. It's the nature of a child to ask their parents for the things they need. Give us, we pray. So when I go in my private place and I meet with the Heavenly Father and I praise him for his holy name and the kingdom coming and his will being done, then I begin to talk to him about what I need. And the first thing I say to the Lord, our Father, give us, give me. I have a need. I'm dependent on you. You see, praying is the best, it is the most intimate way that I express to God that I can't do everything in my life on my own. That I'm dependent upon somebody greater than me to help me with my life circumstances. And so I want you to look at just the first part of this prayer. First of all, give us this day, when we pray this prayer, when we pray this phrase, what we're saying is, Father, give us, give me life for today. You read it here. Give us this day our daily bread. Bread is a part of the food we eat that keeps us alive. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. If you come to me, you'll never hunger again. You'll have eternal life. It's all about living. But did you notice? Have you noticed this? Don't miss this in these words. Jesus mentions today two times. He says, give us this day our daily bread. Jesus teaches us in this very phrase that I'm desperate as a child of God to talk with the Heavenly Father every single day. You see, I only have today. I know some of us have planned our year, and that's good. You're a planner. And we've made preparation in our businesses, and we're making arrangements for other things we want to do. That's good. It's okay to make our plans. The book of Proverbs says, you make your plans, but God establishes your path. That's good. Planning is a good thing to do. James reminds us, if you say, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there, tomorrow I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Remember, we must say, if the Lord wills, we'll do it. If God wills for me to have another day, I might do it. I want to say this to you. You only have, I say this to this church all the time. I'm speaking out of passion to say to you, friend, you only have today. This day. And I was reminded as I started this day talking with one of our members about what he's facing early this morning, what he's facing this day. What are you facing this day? Our Father, give us, it's dependence. Give us, are you listening? This day. You see, I'm so desperate in my life to need the help of the Heavenly Father. Prayer is coming to him in utter dependence as a child of God and saying, Father, give me this day. I'm desperate for you today. And I'm looking around. I've looked at hundreds of people all morning long. And I'm reminded, looking at all of your faces, every one of you faces something today. Oh, don't blow it off. Don't push it off. Oh, Pastor Mike, I'm good. I'm all right. No, you are facing something today. Our Father, give us this day. Jesus said, I put it here for you, John chapter 6, He talks about don't worry about anything. He talks about remember the birds of the air, remember the flowers of the field, remember all of these, all of creation, how he takes care of it all. And he says, and I please want you to notice again, I've repeatedly spoken these words to you, but notice what Jesus says. He says, so don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day, this day, you have things you have to do the rest of today. This day, this 24 hours that you've been given, God has graced us all to be awake and alive for another day. This day, as I go to pray, I pray every day. I go and say, our Father, give us, give me this day. And then the list starts. We first pray for life. So I want to give you a thought, and I want you to remember it. I'm going to give you three of these after every one of these principles I'm talking about. And I hope you'll remember it. I hope you'll think about it all day. The first one's at the bottom of the screen. What God the Father gives us or you today is just for today. It's not for tomorrow. God is working in your life today. So God the Father gives us today what we need for today. This will become so important as we go along today. All through God's Word, we find this. We discover how God is a God who speaks to us today. Way back in the back of the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, the Bible reminds us if you hear God's voice today, don't harden your heart. See, you only have today. You can't put it off and say, well, I'm feeling something inside. I'm get this churn every time I'm around God's people, every time I hear them sing, every time I hear the Bible. I get this emotions go. That's right, friend. That's what happens. God softens your heart. He softens your mind. He's drawing you close. He's trying to break your will. He's trying to bring you to himself. And so today, if you hear his voice, don't get hard-hearted. Don't get cynical. Don't think about tomorrow, because you have no guarantee that you will have, no matter how strong you are, no matter how young you are, how smart you are, how planned and prepared you are. You only have today. Give us this day life. Secondly, I want you to see that from these words, Jesus says to us, give us this day our daily bread. He does talk about our needs. Father, give us what we need today. Notice it says, give us this day our daily bread. Now look, I'm a Baptist preacher, and you know one of the things Baptists do is we love to eat. Why, Friday night we were up here eating a banquet, and lo and behold, we were all back at the pancake house with the students having pancakes yesterday morning. But we're not eating here this morning. Bless God. Thank the Lord. But when I read these words, give us this day our daily bread, I think about some wonderful, including my wife, I think about, honey, I'm not saying you have to do this today, but I think about all these wonderful cooks in our church. And I'm not talking about store-bought bread. I'm talking about that loaf of bread you put every once in a while on my desk that you make, that special way, that bread, oh, home-cooked bread. It's better than cake. It's better than pie. You can drop one off at my office this week. Oh, homemade bread. No wonder I'm big as a barrel up here as a preacher. It's your fault, bread. It's so good, isn't it? With lots of butter on it, all kinds of. Give us this day our daily bread. But it's more than bread, even though it is bread. These words remind us that it's the basics of life, the essentials of life. You know, I want to read it again to you. These words, I know they're familiar. I was wrestling whether I read, but I think Jesus says it best. If you have your copy of God's Word, Matthew 6:25, for this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you'll drink or nor for your body as to what you'll put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They do not sow, reap. They don't gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And you're worried about your clothing. Observe the lilies of the field. They don't toil, spin, and yet Solomon in all of his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. And this is what I want you to hear. Listen to what Jesus says. If God so clothed the grass, which is gone tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you? And then he says to us these very important words. I put them back on the screen. Verse 32. Oh, listen, I know you've heard them many times, but pay attention to what we're talking about. Our Father, give us this day our daily bread, our daily needs. Meet our daily needs. Look what Jesus said, Matthew 6, 32. For your heavenly Father, he knows that you need these needs. Look, some of us forget that. We think when we go to prayer, we got to talk God into it. We got to somehow persuade him. We somehow have to gain his attention as if the Heavenly Father does not understand. Look, he's feeding birds. He's clothing the creation. He's doing all of these things. Surely, Jesus said, surely you understand, child of God. When you bow to pray and you say, Our Father, give us this day our daily bread, which means help me with my daily needs. You remember that he knows what you need. I want to read to you a beautiful, beautiful set of words from the book of Psalms. And I'll, for the sake of time, I'll just read it to you. Psalm 145, 14. The Lord sustains all who fall and raises up all who bow down. Now listen, the eyes of all look to you. This is a prayer. Are you listening? Don't be distracted. The eyes of all creation look to you, Father, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. That's Psalm 145, verses 14 through 16. Look, that's what Jesus is trying to say in Matthew 6. Look at the creation. God has clothed, taken care of the needs so that all things grow as they should and all the animals are fed. I have another thought for you. The first one was this: whatever God the Father gives you is for today. The second one is this. Are you listening to me? Whatever God the Father gives you today is what you need today. You say, but I don't want it. But you need it. There is a difference between what you need and what you want. If you have children, you have learned the difference because they tell you every day what they want, but you know what they need. Whatever God the Father gives you today, see, he answers our prayers, but sometimes people will say, Pastor Mike, God hasn't answered my prayer like I thought he should, but that's not what we do, friend. We go to our Heavenly Father and we say, notice this is the first request you make for yourself and for your needs. Give me this day, Heavenly Father, give us this day our daily bread. So way back in the Old Testament, children of Israel marched out of Egypt. They were marching their way to the promised land. They got out there in the wilderness and they needed something to eat. And poor Moses, oh, the leader of grumblers, he listened to it day and night. No wonder he hit the rock, by the way. He was dealing with people who are always complaining. They complained to him, they blamed him, and they complained to God. But what did the Lord do, church, every day? What did he send for them in the wilderness for them to eat? What was it? He sent manna. He sent it day after day after day. Now let's test your Bible knowledge. Did the children of Israel pick it up, collect it, and put it in a Tupperware case and carry it around out there on their camels? No, first of all, they didn't have any Tupperware. Number two, no, you had to pick it up every day. Only enough for the day, because if you tried to take the manna and you tried to use it for the next day, it would rot. God brought down, dropped down food from heaven called manna to meet their needs, and they complained till finally he sent a bunch of birds. Some of them ate so much they died. Whatever God the Father gives you today when you pray is what you need today. See, God knows what you need. Leads me to the last thing I want you to hear. When we pray these words, give us this day our daily bread, what we're really saying is this. Father, now look, are you ready to pray this? See, this is a different way to pray. This is the way we pray with humility and submission. This is the way we pray putting ourselves before the Lord and wanting His will to be done. We say, God, basically, but what we say in this prayer is, give us what's best today. Did you know that God always gives you His best? He always gives you your the best He has for you. What you have is what God wants you to have. It is His best for you. So I don't know if I believe that, Pastor Mike. Well, listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. In fact, you want to go over there and look at it. It's 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be opened to you. So Jesus says, ask, seek, knock. Talk to the Heavenly Father. Everyone who asks receives. Oh, this is important. We ask and we receive, but we sometimes don't think we've received. Everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. Him who knocks, it will be opened. Now, he gives an example here for all of you fathers who are here. What man or what father is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, oh, some bread, he gives him a stone? Answer is, dads don't do that. They're not mean like that. When a child asks for the bread, he doesn't give him a stone. Or if he asks for a fish, he doesn't give him a snake. Then Jesus says something very important. It's verse 11. I put it here on the screen for you. If you then being evil, look at this now. I'm trying to show you something you might have missed. If you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask Him? Our Father, give us this day our daily bread. I want you to know today, whatever God the Father gives you is His best for you. Boy, there's all kinds of people going through all kinds of things in our church. I think about it. My mind races across this room. Been here a long time. Understand the circumstances and situations of everybody, lots of people here, my own life included. Some days, you know, I want to say to the Lord, Lord, is that really the best for me? Oh, wait a minute. How much more? When you've prayed and you've asked God to give you what you need and He gives it, and you've complained because you don't think it's your best. The best for you, the best for your family, the best for your job, the best in relationships. So we pray, Father, give us what's best. You know why? God always gives us the best. Now, listen to this as I finish. Romans 8:32. I won't ask you to turn there. I'll just read these to you. Romans 8:32. For God did not spare His own Son, but He delivered His Son, Jesus, over for us all. If God the Father loved us so much He sent His Son, how much more will He not also freely give us all things? Your Heavenly Father will give you good things. He gives you the best. When you prayed that desperate prayer, Our Father, Give me this day my daily bread. Meet this need in my life. Oh, how I need You to help me. Oh, how desperate I am for You. And God responds, He gives you His best. He gives you His best. James chapter 1, verse 17. Steve mentioned it earlier. Every good, listen to me as I finish, every good thing given. Every good thing is given from somewhere. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above. So when you go home today, I want you to remember three simple thoughts tied around this phrase of the Lord's Prayer that He's teaching us. We pray, give us this day our daily bread. Number one, whatever God the Father gives us today is for today. Number two, whatever God the Father gives us today is what we need today. He knows what you need before you ask. And whatever God gives you today in answer to prayer is God's best for you. God will take care of you, the old hymn says, through every way, all along life's way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. And for some of us, we need to go home today and repent and say, Lord, forgive me for complaining and thinking that what you have given is not your best for me. You see, this is why I go to the Lord every day. This is why I pray every day, because every day I am desperate for God's best for me. By the way, have you prayed today? Remember, go to your secret place. Shut the door. Talk to your Heavenly Father who sees in secret, and He will reward you. Put your prayer requests on the wall. Pick up a prayer request as we go today, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the words of Jesus. Whatever You give to us today is for today. Whatever You give for us today meets the needs of today. Whatever You give us today is the best for us today. Lord, help us to learn how to learn to love and submit to You in our lives. Some of us spend all of our days groaning and complaining while we complain to You and we complain to anyone who will listen to us about our circumstances and about our situation and about our troubles, and yet we forget. When we pray, You give every good gift to us. Every perfect gift comes from You. There is no shadow of turning with You, Heavenly Father. You are the Father of lights, and in complete light, You give what's best. We thank You for giving the best in Jesus Christ that we might have life. And Lord, I pray for those who are here today, many who come week by week, some who've never bowed the knee, surrendered to Jesus as Lord, who need to be saved today, who need to come to know Jesus. I pray that You might give them the courage to say yes and confess Jesus as Lord and believe in their heart that God raised You from the dead, Lord Jesus, and then begin to speak with the Heavenly Father and be born again. I pray for others who need to find a place here. They're born again. They need a place to belong. They need to come and be a part of this church. I pray You give them the courage to do it. A lot of people here this morning, I pray You'd help them to do it. So, Lord, honor this time we've had together. May the Holy Spirit stir, as I know You will. You'll honor Your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you stand, please? We're going to sing this old song together. Pastors will be here at the front. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. We invite you to come. We do this every week we're together. Don't be ashamed to follow Jesus if you need to make a decision. Let's sing.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Anybody in the house,
just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him. Some of you are ready to go. I know you're ready to go, but this is very important right now. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. have you heard today? What have you heard today? What must you do today? What must you do today? Some of us are prayerless in here. Some of us are, we haven't prayed in years like we ought to. We don't have time to pray. We're too busy. Father, give us this day. Some of us are facing some hard things today. But the Lord knows what you need before you ask, and He'll give you what you need for the day. And it'll be God's best for the day. So what do you need to say to the Lord this morning? How do you need to repent? How do you need to change your mind and leave this place praying? Steve's going to sing the next verse while we have our heads bowed as we speak.